Welcome out there to another awesome and riveting episode of The Album Argument. I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are so happy to have you with us today as we discuss a rather interesting record. But before we get to that, Jeremy Dudman, what is The Album Argument?
The Album Argument is a podcast.
We are.
A weekly podcast.
Weekly.
Usually we try to do Mondays, right?
Usually.
I think Sunday night.
Sunday Mondays, night, right? Monday morning.
So, in order to get your week started off, you can, you know, have an awesome podcast to listen to. Anyways, we're a weekly podcast. We're two longtime friends, swap albums in advance. We listen to them, but we usually don't discuss them.
We try not to.
Try not to. And then we get together for live reactions and we pick the best and worst from these albums.
Whoever said we were friends?
Oh, well, I mean, our pictures kind of, you've been lying this whole time?
Yeah.
I'm crying now. I thought we were friends.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
It's just for the money. You're just doing it for the money.
Oh, right? Yeah. Last week I did get my residual check for the podcast, a whopping $0. Yeah.
But we're ready for the advertisement to insert here, the coffee advertisement. We have moved to iced coffee.
Yep.
So we're looking for that iced coffee. Yeah. It's getting really warm out there. Everything's
so
greening up.
Coffee.
Allergies are kicking up, you know.
Oh, mine are killing me.
You know, it's full April here, right?
It is full April.
I mean, it's
full April.
It's almost into school for you. I'm sure you're getting excited, right?
I am really excited. I need this year to be over.
Any concerts, or did you guys already have your concerts?
No, we have construction going on at our building. So because of that, our spring concert got canceled, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
So we're doing something else for like awards day and stuff like that, but it'll be all right.
I bet the sound system still sounds really good, though.
It sounds great there after you came and fixed it for us.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And you know what? I think this album would sound really cool through that system.
I would disagree.
We'll get to it. This episode 83, The Album Argument. So this is a relatively new album by the Cold War Kids called Cold War Kids.
That's true.
Released back in November of 2023. So it's, 6 months old?
Yeah. It's very, very new still. And interesting that, because they have 13 albums out?
This is their 10th album.
Close enough.
That I could find, yep.
But their first one that is self-titled.
The first one that is self-titled, yeah. So their first album was one that I know we've kind of talked about. So that was Robbers and Cowards, right?
Yeah.
Back in 2006. That's when they hit the scene. They've been together a little before that. That was their debut album. They had a whole slew. They did a trio of albums the last few years also.
Yeah, that are all intermingled with each other.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the sound is kind of spread out. So if you don't know the Cold War Kids, they're I would say indie pop now, right?
Now, yes, definitely.
Right. So the band consists of Nathan Willett on vocals, piano, guitar, and Matt Most on bass. That's pretty much the band.
Yeah.
Those are the two original members. If you see any interviews now, it's basically Matt and or Nathan being interviewed. But also they have David Kwan on guitar and background vocals, Matthew Schwartz on keys, background vocals, and guitar, and then Joe Plummer on drums.
Nice.
And Joe Plummer's played in Modest Mouse and The Shins and a whole bunch of other bands. So they got a really great band behind them. So they did start with, a full band for about, I want to say, maybe 5 to 10 years for the first few albums. And then, people left or whatever. And so it's been pretty much Matt and Nathan. And you can kind of hear it throughout all the albums, which consistent is awesome vocals and songs and pretty cool bass lines.
Oh, yeah.
All the Cold War
bass lines have never failed in any of their records.
And they've gotten more and more pop. So I remember first seeing this band back when I worked at Florida State Club Down Under.
Yep.
And it was, I don't know what year, 2006, 2007?
Probably.
And I remember they had just or were just about to go to South by Southwest. And it was that was their coming out of hey, this is the hottest band at South by Southwest. And soon after that, I was oh, yeah, they're pretty cool.
Nice.
And, they're really cool to see. And a lot of piano-driven songs, which is cool for a lot of rock, indie bands and rock bands. Piano is not necessarily always something you hear. It's not like your Billy Joel, Elton John piano, but
no, not at all.
It's also not like the synth stuff that a lot of indie bands have, right?
Correct.
It's actually piano,
right?
So it's really cool. I think they just have a really unique sound. But back on Robbers and Cowards that we've talked about in the past, definitely more of an indie sound.
Yes.
And then they've progressed.
Great record.
Great record. I'll say actually good record compared to this record.
Okay.
And they kind of spread out to more anthem-like indie pop
yes.
throughout the years. And then I feel like this album, and maybe this is why they went to a self-titled, they're kind of coming back to their roots a little bit.
I'd say a little bit. They do make reference. I mean, like in the opening track, you know, since 2006. You know,
great opening line.
First line.
A few seconds into the first song, right?
Yeah.
So it kicks right off in Double Life. So that's why I picked this. And they're a band from California, so it kind of has California vibes, yeah. the sound of them. So yeah, I've always liked them. But this one I just really got into the last couple of months. Catchy choruses throughout. It's got that indie guitar, delay, piano, great vocals by Nathan. Kind of Motown vibes at times, too.
At times, yes.
You know, and my kids like it. My wife was kind of liking
That's
it.
Good.
And we had this as kind of interlude music one week, maybe, I don't know, a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to step away while we were recording an episode. Yep. And I put this on. You're like, oh, this is good. And you were starting to dance. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, maybe I will give to Ryan.
Do you remember which song it was?
I think it was the first one.
Yeah,
first or second one, maybe.
If it wasn't the first, it was definitely the second. So.
Yeah, but there's a big problem with this album, and
yes, there is.
So this is, you know, to just get the cat out of the what do you say? Cat out of the bag?
Yeah,
rabbit out of the hat. I don't know.
Just tell us.
I'll just tell you. What did I just tell you?
Sorry.
You cannot buy this album unless you have a vinyl record player.
Correct.
So that's a weird way of saying you cannot buy a CD of this.
Nope.
You cannot buy a digital download file of this.
Correct.
You can stream it.
Yes.
On your favorite streaming service, or you can buy a vinyl record of it.
Yes.
So I will admit that I don't own this record.
Correct.
I wish I could. I have a vinyl record player back here, but it sort of half works. I would love to be able to just download a digital file of this, have it with me forever, or a CD, which would be great. I understand bands, you know, whatever it costs to press out CDs, things like that, but why not have a digital download? Well, that's all I'm saying.
It's really interesting,
to be honest. It's where the industry's going. We know it's going there, right? Because you can't buy a car nowadays with a CD player.
Correct.
So I understand, they're like, why even make CDs? I know indie bands are doing cassettes again already.
Yeah, yeah.
But why not have the digital file? Because knowing the backside of it, and sorry, Cold War Kids, I love you, but you know what? I know whoever uploads the file to the streaming service that we stream from, take those files and just sell them.
That's it. That's all you gotta do.
You'll make some money. But anyway, so I'll get off my soapbox. I let the cat out of the bag.
There you go. The cat's very thankful.
So sorry. So that's why I've been holding on to this since probably the beginning of the year.
Gotcha.
I was listening to it just after it came out, and I go, well, but can't, you know, it's hard to find the files and say I own it. And I want to get the vinyl, but yeah. I can't really play it, so why buy the vinyl? So I want to support you, Cold War Kid. So I hope it's not a sign of the future. Anyways, I'll stop talking. I want to hear, Ryan, why you might like it or maybe you don't like it.
Well, let's be honest here. I feel like this is less Cold War Kids, more like Imagine Dragons
or
something along those lines.
Don't say that.
You know, I found some songs to be enjoyable. There are some that I really like. And unfortunately, though, overall, I didn't vibe with it. I'll put it that way. I'm not going to miss this record.
I'm surprised.
I know.
Have you listened to other Cold War Kids since the first album?
Yes.
And what do you think about that?
It hasn't been my favorite.
Okay.
You know, I really love their first record.
Gotcha.
And I think their second one's okay. And then I'm not a huge fan after anything there.
Gotcha. So,
I like that old indie feel. Like the very opening track of their first record is We Used to Vacation. And it is a brilliant song. I mean, just wow. And I was like, this band is going to be killer, huge, awesome, everything. And they kind of, you know, moved away from that.
Yeah.
And I get that. You grow, you learn more, you experience more things, you change your style. You know, my style is not the same from, you know, back in 2006.
They have changed members too. Right?
Yes,
so
that
too. It's less of the band. It's more of Nathan and Matt.
Yeah. So it's just not my cup of tea overall. Now, am I glad you gave it to me? Yeah, it was decent to listen to, but like nothing I'm gonna go crazy about. And I'm really sorry
because you were jamming on it that day. You're like, oh, this is good.
And some of the other songs are great. Like, okay, so I'll just go ahead and get into it. Like, songs that I found to be really enjoyable. Run Away With Me, I like that one. Toxic Mask, think it's actually pretty good. For Your Love, good. Yeah. And then the song that I would say is probably, in my opinion, the best. It's got the best chorus on the whole thing. When you mentioned like some like Motown-y feel and stuff like that, I'd say Motown mixed with show tunes a little bit. Blame. The chorus for that is incredible.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great song.
Love the chorus. And I actually really enjoy the lyrics of this song.
Yep.
Though I came to find that I felt like some of the lyrics were going, were a little bit too much on the nose in some of the other songs. Like he's talking about, you know, like dealing with stuff with his wife and, you know, and, you know, I don't know. I wanted it to be a little bit more ambiguous there.
Sure.
And less like, hey, honey, you didn't load the dishwasher last night. I'm upset.
Yeah, but I think it's very relatable. I think it's simple in a way that, you know, I was listening to the songs and kind of figuring out some of the chords playing along. And it sounds, not to take away from the music, but it sounds more difficult than what it is. And when you break it down, you're like, oh, it's kind of, you know, just the
very
usual structure, the first, the same few chords and, you know, the melodies. And but it that's what blows my mind. I think it's actually, it's a great production that, layered vocals and everything that I like the songs, but I also think it's really great production.
So that's one thing I can actually say that I think is stellar is the production. The way it was recorded, very masterful. It sounds clear and precise and you can hear everything like very clear. And I don't know, it's just, my hat's off to them. But at the same time, I'm like, why did you release this album the way you have and put so much effort into it to make it sound so, like, overall good? But why are you limiting your ability to release this or get this music out? It just, it befuddles me. It boggles my mind. And I don't know, maybe that went into me listening to this is like, I got a little chip on my shoulder about it. Like, you want me to hear this, but you don't want me to hear it. You know, I don't know. Like, it's weird, but I will be honest. I listened to this whole album multiple times on YouTube because that's where I had to get it.
Wait, it wasn't on Apple Music?
Actually,
it's stream. Yeah, it's on the stream.
No, service. I did. Yeah, okay. So I did have it on there. Because
I know that's what you use. I use it on Spotify. It is on Spotify.
But I listened mostly on YouTube.
Gotcha.
And it's fine. I mean, it sounds great. Overall, the production is just stellar.
Yeah. And sorry, I can't talk about the production because actually, there are ways to look into it a little bit, but I realized I did not. So I apologize to whoever worked on this. But if you go to the one downside, again, of streaming, they sometimes do have credits. They sometimes don't have credits. And actually, on Spotify right now, I don't see credits for production. So I apologize to the engineers and producers involved. The information is not there to even give feedback to, and I can't comment on that. So I apologize.
I hear you. So it's okay. I forgive you.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, hopefully this is not how all music's going to be.
I hope not. I really hope that this is not where it's going.
You should be able to download. Like if you go to Bandcamp, a lot of bands that upload, you know, on their own, when you go to Bandcamp, you can buy a CD from them. You can buy vinyl. And that's not like the largest bands, right? Bandcamp's kind of some pretty mainstream and to indie bands, right?
Yes.
And you can download all different types of file types. You can download MP3s to the high quality Wave and Lossless and everything in between and all that. And you're just like, when you don't have that option in today's time, it's kind of weird.
And then I ask the question of, what about used CD stores? What about, and I know that's a weird concept, but think about like how many books you have discovered over the years, not because they're in Barnes & Noble, but because they were at some obscure used bookstore or albums or records or CDs in the same vein. There's totally CDs that I've come across that I've absolutely loved that I found at used CD shops or used bookstores even that are not being sold in newer areas because, you know, it's not a new record.
Yeah. But I know movies are doing that too, right? I mean, so many movies, it's weird. You know, some people out there might be listening to this saying, I haven't bought an album in years, right? Because you only stream. And that's, I'm sure they're looking at the numbers. We might be in the minority because I understand with movies too, that's how I am. I don't necessarily go buy movies. You can only stream it. You might be able to download. I don't even know about movies, right? But I feel like movies are different. You watch it, you're pretty much set.
Yeah.
It's almost like a book in a way because you kind of read it. You might come back to it. And if you really do like it, you will come back to it. And there are some movies that I do own. But music, you don't just listen to it one time.
Yeah.
And you want to have it. And you might not always want to stream it and pay for some other service and things like that. Of course, we're old. We come from a different time.
Yeah. But at the same time, I would argue that I'm getting tired of having to pay a monthly fee to do so many different things. Because it's all adding up.
So there's a great short I think I saw on Facebook or X, and it was being in a band in 2024. And it's like, hey, okay, yeah, I'd love to be in the band. Okay. And they go, well, if you want to be in the band, it's a subscription fee of $9.99 a month. He goes, I have to pay you to be in the band? And it's this whole skit, obviously. It's a one person doing each band member.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Then they go, okay, well, I guess I'll pay the fee. All right, I'm glad, happy to be in the band. And they go, okay, well, we're going to go eat together. We'll see you next time. He goes, oh, what about that? And they're like, oh, that's a premium. That's the next. So it's... It's
that's so perfect.
It's in every facet of
it
life.
It really
now,
is.
And that's
it's getting ridiculous.
There is a point to it on a business side, but thinking on the consumer side, it's a little annoying.
Yep. And then you run into the area of lost media, you know, and certain
archiving and things like that.
Certain movies can't be found anymore. Certain, you know, songs can't be played anymore. And it's like, it's all, you know, because of lost media and stuff. And that's why physical copies matter.
Yeah. And, you know, there was something to say about Napster and LimeWire about, you know, peer-to-peer sharing.
Yeah.
Where, you know, obviously if you're taking the money from somebody, but some of the people that were really for that were, what about all the out-of-print stuff?
Yep.
Right. And somebody could, let's say in modern terms, blow up because there's something older that nobody can even find.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the dissemination. You want your music out there and the sharing of the arts and things like that. So, yeah, it's just a little sad, let's say. And
it is. I get it, and it's confusing.
And it's money. So maybe, again, maybe we're in the minority. So anyways, okay, so you, sorry for our... We tried to stray too much away, you know, using some song titles. But anyways, you liked Blame. That was your pick. But what about your pick? If you had to pick a worse, I know you don't like it. But
there's a couple songs out there that were on my list. You know, Another Name, not really a fan of that one. Sunday in the City. I feel like that's such a, I almost want to say like a U2 ripoff.
Oh, no. I like U2, but I don't think it's a U2. I think it's Cold War Kids.
I think it is them, and they played it. But.
It's got his background vocals doing the ooze, and then it's got the guitar, the bum, 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 and it's got the delay guitar. I mean, that's Cold War Kids. From the beginning, it's got that California vibes.
But I don't know. I'm just not feeling that one. But if I had to say which one really stuck out as like a nope, Brain Dead Megaphone.
And I'm going to agree with you.
Oh, wow.
So I think the point of the song is the reason why I don't like it, right? I mean, it's Brain Dead Megaphone. It's just loud.
Yeah.
That's the point, because he's just rattling off everything that bugs him, I guess, right?
Yep.
Or just it's just megaphone.
It was not a pleasurable experience. Every time the song came on, I was like, oh, God. Like,
yeah. While driving, same thing. Like driving, everything else is pretty smooth or kind of upbeat, everything, or quiet.
Yeah.
And then, but it all fit. And then this song is just like, skip.
Yeah.
I agree.
So,
it's funny how we agree on, that's why I wanted to hear.
It's interesting.
It's interesting that we might not like the album as a whole, but sometimes I found recently, we agree on the best and the worst.
Which is interesting in itself.
Coming from different sides.
Yeah. Now, overall, would I suggest people listen to this? Yes, actually, I would. Because they are a cool band, and why not? It's somebody out there is going to love this. And I'm sorry that I'm not a part of that group, you know, but I was thinking about it as I was coming up here to your house in your studio. I was listening to Big Country's The Crossing, which I haven't listened to.
Of course you are.
In probably about 6 months, you know, because I try to put it off so that I don't overplay it. And I remember thinking, like, how does Jeremy not like this? How does he not? This is just like, and then I was thinking, like, oh, man, I wonder if this is my Cold War Kids. Like, you know, and I was like, because you can really... When you love something so much and you're passionate about it, you expect other people to be as well sometimes. And I it's just not for me. So
yeah.
I appreciate you bringing this up to me, because honestly, I haven't listened to Cold War Kids in probably about a year or so.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I had that first album, and then I've checked in on them throughout the years.
Yeah.
You know, and there's they had a few songs that are pretty big. You hear them
something off of every
like
album
that's
good.
Yeah, and so they're kind of catchy. They kind of got pop. And then when I just heard this, I don't know, it just kind of, it struck me that I was like, this is kind of makes sense that it's self-titled. It's we were talking recently, and now I can't remember about, you know, a lot of bands are like, it's not as good as their first. And so we have differing views on Cold War Kids, because I think as much as I like that first album, I went back and listened to it the other day. I think I'll take this version of Cold War Kids.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I think they've gotten better. They're more seasoned. They figured out their sound. They figured out the elements that work, his vocals, the bass lines. Now, definitely this is more pop.
Oh.
I think they've gotten better, while some other bands, you're like, that's obviously their best first album, maybe the sophomore attempt, and then it tanks from there.
Yeah.
I think they're going up.
So I had a coworker that I told we were covering this album, and so I played some snippets of this album and then some snippets from the very first album. And I was like, what do you think? Which would you rather listen to? And she's like, oh, the first one. I mean, you're like, definitely. So what? Obviously, no way. She and I are correct in this.
No. I mean, this one's definitely more pop oriented. Maybe I'm just getting more pop
in my
older age, I guess. But it's got the big chorus. It's just up.
All right. So tell us what you think. What's the song that you feel like is the best?
Well, I think it's just the... I think Double Life, Runaway With Me, Stray, I mean, even Toxic Mask kind of starts slow, but then it goes upbeat. Built. Another Name, I know you said you didn't like it. It takes a while. It's quieter piano, but the give it another name. Once it kind of gets to the chorus, the hook is the Cool Kids Say Now. I think it's got a good flow to the chorus. I think that's good. Blame, as you mentioned. Empty Inside is very piano indie. Of course, we talked about Brain Dead's not so... much of a favorite. Sunday in the City, I think, it's just smooth sounding. For Your Love, big on For Your Love.
For Your Love is good.
Yeah, it's just got cool drums in it too.
Yeah, it does.
Betting on Us, not my favorite as well, but I can listen to that. And I think Starring Role is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, the starring role. As you said, it's a little bit more obvious. So it's tough. I could listen to all of these except for Brain Dead Megaphone. I think I'll just go with the opener. I think Double Life, it's probably the first one that I listen to. Obviously, you just turn it on. And I think the opening line, since 2006, I haven't been the same.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first album that came out, right? They were in the band a little bit before that, but I think it's pretty cool. You're just like, it's just very obvious. He talks about having kids now and banging his head on stage, but then now he's here and just living a double life and trying to feel loved maybe on both sides of the life. And, it's got the feels chord, as you call it. It goes to like the six minor and like the pre-chorus.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of gives a kind of feels. I don't know. It's simple. It's kind of got like a old, I don't want to say punk vibe, but it's got like the toms. It's just straightforward. So Double Life. I mean, Nathan's vocals, that's Cold War Kids, right? Cold War Kids will not be them without Nathan. Actually, funny enough, too, I didn't mention before, but the name actually, did you ever know the name? It came from Matt Moss, the bass player.
Okay.
And he had Cold War Kids as a website. He's an artist as well. And he had that for a website in the late 90s, I believe, early 2000s, just to like post stuff. And he thought it was a cool term.
Yeah.
Visiting Europe. And he came up with it. And then when they're trying to figure out a band name, he's like, Cold War Kids. And just kind of works.
That's so nice. I like it. It's a cool name.
It's a cool name. Anyway, so technically the band would not be the band without Nathan or Matt.
Yeah, but either one.
The vocals of Nathan, that just makes the band. So Double Life. I think it's really big. I talked about production. And you said Brain Dead Megaphone. So, of course, that's the one that I'll pick as the not the favorite as well. I just wish that we had some music to, you know, kind of play along with and purchase.
It is what it is.
One side note, too, I should mention, since we did Finger 11 last week, right?
Yep.
I'm talking about lost media.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to tie two things in together. I found the tickets to that concert that we went to, and found two tickets.
So you must have had mine.
So, two different concerts.
Oh, okay.
So I actually saw Finger 11 twice at the Cotton Club. I don't even remember this. But anyways, lost media, talk about tickets too, right?
Tickets, yeah.
I used to save all the tickets. I have like tickets to Braves games. Actually, my wife and I, we went to a Braves Marlins game after our honeymoon, after we got married. And it's funny, you know, it's like, I was probably looking more forward toward that than the honeymoon, but everything was great. But anyway, so I have a ticket from them. I'm like, that's cool. But now in digital tickets, what do you look back on?
So
it's weird.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I am a season, for those of you who don't know, I am a season ticket holder to Atlanta United. And I've been a season ticket holder since they started their inaugural season. And I'll tell you, when I got my ticket package for the very first year, I was so devastated because I so was excited to get like that book or sleeve of tickets, the paper tickets. I got little credit cards, like little plastic cards.
At least it's that.
Yeah. And I was, and you wear it on a lanyard and you walk in and you're supposed to scan it. And I was like, man.
Do you get one for every year though, at least?
Well, no, we don't get them anymore. You got them like the first 2 years, maybe the third year. And so now everything's on your phone.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a smartphone, guess what? You don't get to do anything fun.
You don't get to go anywhere. Yeah. So it's very unfortunate. Talk about lost media. So all of this, you know, if you don't have something to back up the streaming or the phone, like. Yep. What will our kids have? They'll have lots of pictures of themselves because we'll have all these digital photos. But one side note too, how much do you think we paid to go see Finger 11?
That probably was $12.
Yeah, with the fees included. So it was $10 one concert, $11 the other. Nice. Fees were $3 and $3.25. So
that's about right.
For just under $15, you get to go see a national touring band.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, granted, everything cost less then but I don't think you can go see many concerts like that anymore.
No, not anymore.
It's crazy. So, and I wouldn't have had that unless I kept these tickets.
Yeah. Well, I went to look into seeing this one local band, and it's a band that you and I have seen together. I won't go into who they are, but I went to go look up how much the tickets were, and they started at $34.50. And I'm like, you're a garage band, man. Like, you're not even signed to anything. Like, well, why? You don't even have albums out. Like,
and is that the venue? Then you don't know, too. Yeah. Because there's convenience fees for whoever's selling, but then is the venue collecting so much and everybody's got to get their slice?
It was ridiculous.
And that's how bands make money nowadays. Because, again, in 2000, these tickets are from 2001 and 2003. And, you know, they were making much more off of CD sales at that point. Now you're not. So it's a sign of the times, Ryan. Yeah. We're just getting old.
We
can only stream albums and we only have digital tickets. So everybody out there, let us know. Are there other albums? Is this a sign of the times? Is, you know, I know like Taylor Swift's album, right? You know, just came out. So is that streaming only? I'm sure you can buy it.
Well, no, because there's like 15 different variations
of it. That's true.
Yeah,
like, you can always have
it's
that.
Ridiculous.
Right. I don't know. Beyonce's album. Can you only stream it?
Probably.
I don't know. Is this a thing? Does anybody even care?
Who knows?
Who knows? So let us know. But anyway, sorry, Ryan, you didn't like it. Everybody else, you should go listen to Cold War Kids by the Cold War Kids.
Yeah. If you haven't already, please go out there and buy everything that the Cold War Kids has done, including this album on vinyl.
Yeah. And you can buy it on vinyl. I should say, yes. If you're a vinyl kid, I'm just not a vinyl person.
There you go.
Go do it.
Yeah, and also visit us at thealbumargument.com where you can find Jay's Spotify playlist, and you can also see pictures of us looking awesome.
Being friends, air quotes, I guess I learned on this episode. We're not actually friends. Anyways.
Oh, man, Elias.
Do you want to mention next week? Because we have something a little different next week.
Yeah, we're going to do a movie soundtrack next week.
Our second soundtrack.
Yeah, our second soundtrack. We're going to cover the really interesting movie soundtrack to the movie Angus. 1995 coming of age movie.
Yeah. And it's interesting. So if you're on Spotify, I just want to say, if you're on Spotify like me, the album's not actually up there. You have to go find a playlist. Luckily, those before us have already figured out the album's not up there. So you can find somebody's playlist. Some of the playlists differ a little bit too.
Yes,
so you might want to go check it to the original. So we will talk about the original next week.
All right. Until next time, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
Deuces. We are out.